Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Blackout: How Black America Can Make Its Second Escape from the Democrat Plantation is a political and cultural commentary by Candace Owens that argues for a major rethinking of Black American support for the Democratic Party. Framed as an intervention in debates about race, voting, and community development, the book contends that liberal politics have often produced dependence rather than advancement. Owens uses her own personal rise from a difficult background to public prominence as part of her case for self-reliance, personal responsibility, and conservative politics. The book is not a neutral survey of Black political history. It is a polemical argument aimed at readers who may be open to leaving familiar partisan loyalties. Its purpose is to challenge assumptions about welfare, victimhood, family structure, and cultural identity, while promoting a vision of empowerment rooted in faith, entrepreneurship, and individual agency. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a direct attack on Democratic loyalty in Black political life. The central argument of the book is that the Democratic Party has taken Black voters for granted while offering symbolic support instead of durable improvement. Owens presents Black political loyalty to Democrats as a habit shaped by historical grievance, social pressure, and emotional appeals rather than by careful evaluation of policy outcomes. She argues that this loyalty has created a kind of dependency in which political identity is tied to grievance management instead of measurable progress. That framing gives the book its confrontational tone and explains why its title uses plantation imagery. The metaphor is meant to suggest control, not liberation. Whether readers agree or disagree, the book is structured to force a reassessment of party allegiance by asking what Black communities have actually gained from decades of support. Its political aim is not moderation but realignment, pushing readers toward conservative alternatives and away from inherited assumptions about partisan identity. Secondly, welfare and government aid as systems that can weaken self-sufficiency. A major theme in the book is the claim that government assistance often produces unintended long-term harm when it replaces personal initiative. Owens does not deny that poverty is real or that help may be needed, but she argues that aid systems can encourage passivity, weaken family authority, and reduce the incentive to build wealth independently. In this view, programs that promise security may also normalize dependence, especially if they are paired with political messaging that presents Black Americans primarily as victims. The book treats economic independence as a moral as well as a practical goal, linking it to work, ownership, and responsibility. This argument matters because it reframes poverty not only as a structural condition, but also as a question of incentives and habits. The book therefore insists that public policy should be judged by whether it expands capability and dignity, not merely by whether it distributes benefits. That is one reason it speaks so strongly in favor of entrepreneurship and self-directed advancement. Thirdly, faith and family as the social foundations of community stability. Owens gives unusually strong emphasis to faith, marriage, and family structure as the bedrock of Black progress. Rather than treating these as private lifestyle preferences, she presents them as institutions that shape discipline, meaning, and resilience. The book argues that liberal politics often undervalue religious conviction and traditional family norms, replacing them with individualism or state-centered solutions. In Owens's framework, a healthy community is built first in the home and the church, where children learn standards of conduct and adults model responsibility. This is also where the book connects social policy to culture. If family ties weaken, government intervention tends to grow. The point is not only moral but institutional, because family breakdown can increase economic instability and dependence. By elevating faith and family, the book claims that Black America can recover moral coherence and practical strength without waiting for political rescue. That focus distinguishes the book from more policy-heavy conservative arguments by making cultural renewal central to political change. Fourthly, controversial criticism of abortion and progressive cultural movements. The book also places Black cultural politics under scrutiny, especially in its discussion of abortion and movements such as Me Too. Owens argues that abortion has had a disproportionate impact on Black communities and that progressive rhetoric often avoids confronting this reality directly. She presents this issue not only as a matter of law or reproductive rights, but as a question of demographic loss, moral responsibility, and community survival. Similarly, her critique of Me Too reflects a concern that some forms of feminism and public accusation culture can damage Black men and undermine family cohesion. These arguments are controversial because they challenge mainstream progressive framing and because they connect sexual politics to broader debates about power and social trust. The book uses these subjects to make a larger claim that cultural trends celebrated by the left may produce collateral damage in communities already facing instability. Even readers who reject her conclusions will see that the book is trying to expand political analysis beyond elections and budgets into the deeper moral assumptions that shape public life. Lastly, personal testimony as a model of escape from victimhood, Owens's own story is not just background material. It is one of the book's main methods of persuasion. She presents her life as evidence that hardship does not require surrender to victim identity, and that individual effort can produce real mobility even in difficult circumstances. By weaving autobiography into political argument, she positions herself as both witness and example someone who emerged from poverty without adopting the worldview she criticizes. This narrative strategy matters because the book repeatedly challenges readers to reject explanations that leave them powerless. Instead of treating personal struggle as proof of permanent oppression, Owens uses her story to argue that mindset, discipline, and accountability matter. The result is a book that combines ideological critique with self-help-style moral instruction, though its focus remains explicitly political. Her personal trajectory also helps explain the book's appeal to readers who want an insider voice that disputes dominant narratives about race. It is less a detached analysis than a testimonial case for changing both loyalties and habits. In conclusion, Blackout will appeal most to readers interested in conservative political arguments about race, party loyalty, and cultural change, especially those who want a direct challenge to conventional assumptions about Black voting behavior. It may also interest readers studying American political rhetoric, identity politics, or the relationship between policy and community structure. The practical value of the book lies less in offering technical policy proposals than in forcing readers to examine how welfare, family breakdown, faith, and cultural narratives interact in political life. Even readers who strongly disagree with Owens can gain from understanding how a prominent conservative Black commentator constructs her case and why it resonates with certain audiences. What sets this book apart from many other political memoirs or polemics is its combination of personal testimony, cultural critique, and partisan provocation, rather than simply arguing for smaller government or conservative economics. It presents a full reinterpretation of Black political identity and asks readers to consider whether loyalty has replaced evaluation. That makes it a particularly revealing example of contemporary American political argument. If you would like to support Candace Owens, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.